Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey Rebs, welcome back to Ivy League, brought to you by Riverland Roofing in the Ole Miss spirit. I'm here with Ole Miss legend, Keith Carter. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So I hear you're a hooper here and you have some good teams and some good years. Tell me about what it was like playing basketball at Ole Miss.
You know, it was awesome. You go through those 4 years, they go by so fast as you're kind of finding out as you get toward the end of your college career. It just goes by fast. It's an awesome time. And, you know, being here in Oxford and at Ole Miss was really special. And we had some good teams. We got into three tournaments and finally won the university's first tournament game. My senior year, we beat Villanova, which was really cool. But I had such a great experience as a student athlete. And really that's what kind of led me into the career path that I'm on now is that I had such a great experience, and to be able to be a small part of student athletes having a great experience, that's pretty cool to me.
For sure. What do you think is different about the experience from when you were here to the experience that you see for us?
NIL. Number one, and foremost. No, it's a lot different. Oxford is a different place. Mm-hmm. Oxford, when I was here, the enrollment was about 10,000 students. Now we're up over 20,000 students. So Oxford's a little different. The university's a little different. I think resources are different, and I think that's great. I think that, again, getting to be a part of, giving you guys, all the resources you need to compete and win championships and have just an awesome experience, I think that's really cool. But it's changed a lot, and I think certainly for the better. But, you look back when I was at Ole Miss, we had one weight room, for all of our sports. And just to see how facilities have grown and resources have grown and those type of things, it's pretty awesome.
It's crazy that you say that, looking back, y'all had one weight room when my entire time at Tech, we had one weight room for all the sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they're in there with the golfers, with the softball players. So I do think if you're saying that, then Ole Miss has definitely come a long way. What are some of the fondest memories that you have looking back? Give me 2-3 memories of just that team, your senior year, and going on that run and winning that first playoff game and making history.
Yeah, a step back to my junior year, that was the year we had a tough loss to Valparaiso in the NCAA tournament. We were a 4 seed, they were a 13, they hit the game winner.
Oh, man.
And we come back my senior year and we were able to get back to the tournament and win a game. And Ole Miss had only been to the tournament a few times, had never won an NCAA tournament game. So that's special. It's always special to be first and, to do something like that. We had some great games. We beat Kentucky here my sophomore year. That was fantastic. We went to Rupp Arena and won there my junior year against Kentucky. But probably to me, just really more than even the games and the actual competition is just the experience that I had. I really, really enjoyed my time here in Oxford, and the people of Oxford really embraced me. I came from out of state, from Arkansas, and just loved the fact that, they embraced me to become an Ole Miss Rebel you know, again, I think that plays into kind of where we are today and why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, they don't call it the Velvet Dish for no reason.
It's, no doubt.
I keep getting proven that every single interview. Speaking of Arkansas, a lot up in the air with Coach Beard recently and his situation. How serious did it get?
I think it was pretty serious. Mm-hmm. You know, Coach Beard, first of all, he's been awesome through this whole process and his agent and Beard himself. You know, we had a lot of communication, which was great, very transparent communication. You know, I think Coach Beard, having coached in Arkansas for a year at the University of Arkansas Little Rock, he had developed some relationships in the state and those type of things. But, you know, ultimately, just like Coach Kiffin did, Coach Beard chose Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. And I think that says a lot about our athletics program and our department and kind of where we are with what we're providing to our coaches and our student athletes. And we have, you know, we're working to continue this, but I think we've made Ole Miss a destination place. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a place that coaches feel like they can come and not just try to build their resume, but build a program and win, you know, win SEC and national championships.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just crazy that Arkansas was in the fold for both of one of the two major sports, you know, that you can play. What was that like with the AD at Arkansas? Is there any beef? Is there any?
No, there's no beef. Hunter and I are good friends. You know, I think sometimes though, obviously, you have to separate kind of the personal side and the business side. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Hunter was great. He called me and said, "Hey, we wanna have an opportunity to look at your head coach." And I really appreciated that that courtesy. I would do the same for him or anybody else. But you know, it is, you know, for me being from Arkansas, you know, it is nice to hold on to a coach and not have them go there, you know, so, it is fun to beat Arkansas at things, but no beef between Hunter and, obviously they ended up, you know, in a great spot with Coach Cal and, you know, I know they're excited about that.
And Coach Cal was at Kentucky when you mm-hmm. were playing there. That's
no, he was there for about 15 years. Rick Pitino and Tubby Smith were there when I played. Okay. But Cal's been there 15 years. That's a long time. Yeah. You had to be at one spot.
That's about as long as I remember basketball. So
right, exactly. I'm thinking Cal. You're a young guy. You're a young guy.
40 years. I don't know. Yeah, so I know there were some like rumblings about Coach Beard and his extension and you guys getting everything put to paper. What's that situation looking like right now?
Yeah, so back in March, you know, we were proactive with Coach Beard and his representation and got a new contract signed and we were in great shape. But as we all know, in college athletics, it's fluid. You know, things can change. And obviously when Arkansas opens up with Musk going to USC and just starts kind of a domino, and obviously Coach Beard gets in the mix. So we went back to the table, and we do have new terms for Coach Beard that we're working on now. I mean, they've been agreed to in principle. We just haven't, you know, papered it yet. So obviously feel really good about where we are, though. He's hard at work in the portal and trying to, you know, build the roster for next year. But we'll hopefully get that stuff signed, sealed, and delivered here pretty soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully y'all be able to just get the door closed on that and look forward into the next season. So there's two of the three major sports. What are kind of your views on the situation with the baseball team right now?
Well, you know, obviously not playing like we, you know, to our standard. I think Coach Bianco would be the first one to tell you that. I thought we really competed well in Fayetteville. You know, we didn't win any of those games, but we were right there with the number one team in the country really for every game and just couldn't pull one out. But, you know, big weekend coming up against Mississippi State, a series that we have not fared well in the past few years, but having them here at home, you know, have a sellout crowd for Saturday, so we're really excited about that. But we got to get going. You know, I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, we're judged by the scoreboard, and I know the guys are playing extremely hard. And in baseball, I think, and we talked about this a ton, it's one of those sports that, like, when it's going really well, it's going really well. But when it's going really bad, it can go really bad. Mm. You know, it's just hard to kind of to change that momentum. But, you know, no better weekend to do that than against Mississippi State here in Oxford at Swayze. And so hopefully we can make it happen.
No doubt. I know Austin feels the same way. And he, you know, he's going out there and doing his thing. And he's taking the losses tough, and he feels like you said, y'all are right there, and there's a small gap of a small room for error that y'all want to clean up and you know, just become a contender again. I know it's hard going from being a team like we were in 22 to you know, a pseudo rebuild, if you want to call it that. But yeah, very, very excited for Ole Miss baseball.
Yeah, and first of all, Austin, man, what a talent. You know, just to see him do what he's doing over on, you know, obviously in football, but then in baseball, you know, he's been one of our main guys out of the bullpen. He's just, every time he's gone out there, he's went out there and shoved and done a great job. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, again, you got to find a way to get past this losing streak and find a way to get on a couple wins and still feel like the team has a lot of baseball yet to play.
For sure.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
The signs of summer are here. Freshly mowed grass, days in the water at the ballpark, and all the rest on the golf course. Well, that's how we do it over here at Oxford and Ole Miss anyway. And PXG Golf Apparel is here to make sure you're locked and loaded for round after round at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has taken its mission to create the most high-quality, high-performance golf clubs in the game to their new line of apparel as well. With PXG Apparel, there's something for everyone. From pants, polos, and sweaters to hats, joggers, and skirts. You'll usually find me with a hat on my head, and PXG has nailed the fitted breathable, and my navy goes with pretty much anything. So don't wait another second. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC. Code TOC for Talk of Champions to save 10% on apparel. PXG, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network. The sun's a-shining in Oxford, Mississippi. Cookouts in the Grove, beer showers. It's just the very best time for an Ole Miss Rebel to get out and get going. Carry front door peace of mind with you everywhere you go with Eufy Video Lock. Never has home security been so easy. Eufy Video Lock, an all-in-one security device for your front door, allows you to keep an eye on everything back home. And it's so easy. Installation requires only a screwdriver. So ditch those house keys forever and give Eufy Video Lock a try today. There's no monthly fee, and Eufy Video Lock has customer support on standby 24/7 to help you with any and all home security needs. Go ahead. Have your Ole Miss fun in the sun with the assurance your home is in good hands with Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock's built-in camera can tell you who's at your front door from the comfort of your poolside chair. So search Eufy Video Lock today. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock, a proud sponsor of this, the Talk of Champions podcast network. It's concert season, and concert season is all about the boots. Already, Oxford and Ole Miss have seen Morgan Wallen lighted up at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Ole Miss football star and Talk of Champions podcaster Jared Ivey bemoaned how his boots were lacking. He should have gone with Tecovas, the only stop for the Ole Miss fan and the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings for the spring and summer, including timeless, always on-trend styles in men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Stop by your local Tecovas store and have a complimentary drink or two on the house while you shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service, and many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Quick switch. We got something new coming up. Never been done before. Kind of a Pro Bowl take on the Grove Bowl. Did you have a big hand in that, and or what's going on? And then just what do you think about what we got going on Saturday?
Well, I think it's awesome. You know, I think that, you know, Coach Kiffin and I and others talked, you know, several months ago about maybe spicing up the Grove Bowl a little bit and kind of getting away from the traditional, you know, game and doing some cool things. Now, you know, Joey Chestnut and those type of things, those are all Lane Kiffin. I mean, we know how he thinks, you know. I found out about that yesterday. You know, it was one of those deals. I thought there were some rumblings that there might be a mechanical bull. But then I heard that we're going to get Joey Chestnut instead. So the thing you love about Coach Kiffin, and you know this better than me, like he continually thinks about things that are outside the box. And he said it before, like he creates his own box. Mm-hmm. And I think this is just another example of that. I think that folks are going to love it. I mean, I think it's going to be something new and fresh. And, you know, there's interactive parts where, you know, I think some of the students can get involved with you guys. And you're actually going against Joey, right, in the hot dog eating contest?
I'm going to take a backseat on that one. I'm going to let the GOAT do his thing.
There you go.
We made some very strategical picks, though,
yeah,
for Team Navy. So we got some – I feel like we got some contenders.
I love it. I love it. No, I think that this is cool. And honestly, I think you're going to start to see a lot of other programs do similar things. I think, you know, there's just a lot of – downside to playing a traditional game. You know, I mean, you've got injuries, you've got so many different things that can happen. And by the time you get to the end of spring, you guys have worked so hard. You're ready to just kind of, you know, get to the Grove Bowl day, mm-hmm. have the festivities and, you know, and get into the off season. So I think it's pretty cool. And again, innovative and kind of what Coach Kiffin does.
Yeah. I never understood the spring game thing, man. And going out there and I know it's base stuff and you're not really running all your funky stuff, but just going out there and showing what you got on live TV, I never really understood that. I honestly, with coming to college, I still was wondering, like, if we were going to scrimmage somebody. I didn't know how anything worked. I didn't know it was inter-squad or anything like that or film. And that one definitely caught me off guard. So I think it's great. I think it's super innovative. We can keep, you know, kind of our cards close to our chest and still get out there and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, there was talk for years of bringing in another team and, you know, playing a team for the spring, you know, besides us. And, you know, that kind of got down the road a little bit. And then, again, people were just like, well, why would we put ourselves in that position, mm-hmm. you know, where you get injured and, you know, you're having to play 100% out there. And it's just not what you want to do in the mm-hmm. spring. So I think something like this is great. It's worked with the Pro Bowl. I think that's been ultra successful. You know, the viewership on all that's been great. And so why not do it at Ole Miss?
All right, yeah. So now the path from being a player here and to becoming the AD, was there a big gap between when you came back or was it kind of a fluid process?
So after Ole Miss, I was able to go overseas and play basketball for about 9 years.
Oh, wow.
And my wife and I, we had a home here in Oxford the whole time and kids came along the way. And anyway, we would be back in Oxford in the off season. So Oxford was always our home. Mm. And finally, I got to about age 31, and my knees and ankles and other body parts were telling me it was time to, like, get a real job.
Thankfully, you know? You got to 31.
So we ended up, you know, getting involved with Ole Miss Athletics. I started over in the Athletics Foundation as a fundraiser for Ole Miss Athletics and just was able to kind of work my way up and, you know, really didn't know when I first started in athletics that I wanted to be an AD. But as I got into it, and again, I think having the history of being a student athlete and more importantly, being a student athlete here at Ole Miss, I felt a little bit of a calling to, like, let's pursue this. And you know, my hope was at some point in my career, maybe I could come back and be the AD at Ole Miss. But, you know, the good Lord really blessed us, and we were able to jump right into that role about 4 or 5 years ago, and the rest is history.
All right, yeah. What does that entail? What is being an AD?
Well, I wish I could tell you that it was like you get up and get to work at 8 and, you know, go home at 5 and this is the structure, but it's something new every day. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, with all the things we have going on nationally now with the portal and NIL and, you know, lawsuits against the NCAA and what conference realignment's going to look. There's just a lot of national kind of heavy topics. So you deal with kind of that bucket. But then you also have what we're doing here at Ole Miss locally. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's the most important thing. Like, what are we doing to make sure we're putting ourselves in the best position to be successful? And so, you know, that's keeping great coaches. That's fundraising. That's giving you guys all the resources you need. And so, it's something new every day. I spend a lot of time out kind of selling Ole Miss Athletics, talking to donors, talking to different constituencies about the good things we're doing in Ole Miss Athletics. Again, trying to raise money. We're building, you know, a lot of projects right now. So it's something new every day. And that's actually what I love about it is you might have this to-do list that you start your day with. Mm-hmm. But by the end of the day, you've probably done 100 other things. And I like that.
Speaking of like the new stuff that we've got coming, I can't leave the facility and not see the new stuff going up with the softball mm-hmm. situation. That looks really cool. Already, just from what I can see, they got it all fenced off and you can't really get in there. But yeah, I'm a big softball guy.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot faster paced than baseball. So I really enjoy it.
It's a great sport. And that building is long overdue. I mean, we have not done much to that stadium in, shoot, probably 20 years. And so we looked at it and we said, what can we do to renovate or how can we enhance? And we decided we needed to just tear it down, start over. Mm-hmm. And they're playing there this year. It's about halfway finished. The grandstand will be finished before next season. But I know they're really excited to get a new stadium, and Coach Traxel's worked really hard. So that's a great building. Obviously, we finished the Manning Center for you guys, and the new locker room and all those things, and the weight room. And so that's a cool addition. We got some baseball renovations, some soccer renovations, and also some renovations over the Gillum Center as well. So we got a lot going on.
Wow. Yeah, Ole Miss is definitely starting to become an everything school. What are some sleeper sports that people need to be on the lookout for?
Well, we actually have a couple this spring. Both men's and women's golf have a chance to really make deep runs, I think, in the NCAA tournament. They're both really, really good. Track, both of our men's and women's track team are doing a phenomenal job, and look for them to make a run in the NCAA meet as well. And so our spring sports are rolling. And obviously, as we finish spring football practice and get into summer, all the discussion about football, it's just really exciting. I mean, I tell everybody all the time, the Peach Bowl was unbelievable. And for you guys to go down there and get that dub the way you did was cool. But what I think is even more cool is what it sets up.
Right.
All the buzz, all the off-season talk about, what you guys can be. And obviously, we got a lot of work to do. And we're not there yet, but it sets us up and makes us relevant. And I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, and that was the biggest piece to I think, bringing a lot of guys back, too, is
right.
Like not looking at that as the final destination, but looking at that as kind of a catapult into next season and to, using it as a catalyst to recruit more guys, go harder in the portal, come back in the spring and in the winter and just go harder with Savage and to, really make real history. They were saying, and which is very cool, winning the most games in program history, but, to really get your name engraved and to make history is the only plan. It's Natty or bust.
No doubt. And I think that's, when we hired Coach Kiffin, this is his fifth season coming up. That's what we envisioned. That's what we envisioned is being in this spot and being in the spot where people are talking about us nationally. We're up there with all those, quote unquote, big brands that, are there every year. And to have an opportunity now with the playoff going to 12, it's just like the perfect storm for Ole Miss, And so I couldn't be more excited. And I tell people all the time, we talk about it internally, if you don't talk about winning championships, you're not going to win championships. Mm-hmm. You have to believe it. You have to speak it into existence. And all the stars have aligned. The table's been set. Now you guys just got to go do it.
Yes, sir.
So here we go.
No doubt. Well, I feel like we got a great backing from the office, from the front office. And, the guys are down there putting in work every single day. And, we can't wait. We know the fans can't wait. But yeah, thank you, Keith, for coming on. I know you're a busy man, so means a lot.
Absolutely, thanks for having me.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.